Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Train commuters have faced another morning of delays on services around Connolly Station. Services running up to 40 minutes late after overnight works overran. And this all comes on the back of a new timetable that was introduced at the end of August, which saw commuters complain over lengthy waiting times. And Irish Rail has apologised, then last Monday introduced a revised timetable. But those using the service say the changes haven't made any difference. Well, for more on this, we're joined from our Oireachtas studio by Duncan Smith, Labour Party TD for Dublin Fingal, who's also a member of the Oireachtas Transport Committee. We'll speak to Barry Kenny from Irish Rail shortly. But Duncan, to you first. I believe and I hear and I read that this is driving people bananas, what's going on with the DART timetable. Will you explain to us what's happened?
Yes, look, it's unfortunately been an absolute shambles since the first timetable change came in on the 26th of August, which again was impacted the Northern Commuter Line and the DART lines, and indeed the line in from Maynooth. What it's leading to is massive delays in frequency of service. There's large gaps in the timetable at peak time. For example, there's a gap now of between 7:44 and a quarter past 8 in the morning in Donabate, Malahide and Port Marnock, these half an hour gaps. That's leading to an increase of people arriving for either the earlier or the later train, and there's been no increase in capacity. But the big issue is the congestion at Connolly is leading to delays. Trains are waiting outside Connolly, and then direct services that used to go beyond Connolly Station to Grand Canal Dock, and you know, there'd be an awful lot of people in my own constituency and along both train lines that would work in tech, and you know, their jobs would be, you know, beyond the Liffey, they're having to get off at Connolly. Interchange isn't a bad thing, but it is a bad thing when you get off and there's no connecting DART, or it's just pulled away and you're waiting another 10 or 15 minutes. So we have a situation where people are having to leave half an hour earlier, and all the lifestyle and childcare drop-offs and arrangements that have to be made, but are actually arriving later to work than they were earlier under the previous timetable, even though they're leaving up to a half an hour earlier. So it's just not working.
So the changes that were introduced in August, there seems to have been an acknowledgement, and we'll speak to Barry Kenny about this, that it wasn't working. So there was another updated timetable last Monday. Not working either, you're saying?
No, it's not working either. And again, even Irish Rail themselves have said that these changes last week, they're tweaks to the August 26th changes. So they were never really going to fix the problems that exist. Look, we know there's huge capacity problems on the Northern Line. We have a two-track line that serves the fastest growing region in Ireland, that is Fingal, the two largest towns in Ireland, Drogheda and Dundalk. Not to mention North Dublin, the north side of Dublin. The line is doing an unbelievable amount of work. But unfortunately, the new timetable change, which has been brought in to facilitate an hourly service up to Belfast, again, another important service. But unfortunately, the people of the Northern Commuter Line and DART Line on the north side of the city, and indeed the Maynooth Line, they are suffering. And these are daily workers, daily commuters, daily students. And unfortunately, what we're hearing is an awful lot of people, well, people are returning to their car because it's just more convenient. And there's other knock-on impacts as well in relation to bus services as well. Like photographs and messages from the 33D express service in Donabate, which is packed to capacity, people standing. There's only one express service in the morning on a bus, mm-hmm. and they're having to fill the gap, and that's just not good enough.
All right, well, let's hear from Barry Kenny now. So Barry, people are late for work, they're struggling with childcare, with the school drop, and the big problem is they're getting into their car because of these changes that Irish Rail have put in place. So can you explain to us what's going on?
Yeah, as you say, Claire, we after the timetable change on the 26th of August, which ultimately was too ambitious, and we changed timings on that because the punctuality wasn't being achieved. We have seen an improvement in the past week as a result of that change. It isn't where we want to be yet, and we are continuing to monitor the day-to-day performance. We do have, I mean, the issue we had this morning isn't related to the timetable, but obviously coming on top of delays that people have experienced, we absolutely understand the frustration and apologise for that. I mean, looking at yesterday evening as an example, you know, our punctuality leaving Connolly Station on the northern route was at 100%. So what we need to do is, and what we are doing is, monitoring these times very, very carefully to see, is there any other changes that need to be made? Because it is crucial that people can rely on the service that we provide. There are successes with the new timetable already from Drogheda Dundalk, for example. The new express services, which will be part of the Belfast hourly service, have proven very popular. We have additional services on the Houston side to Galway and to Waterford, proving very, very popular. But it's critical for our daily commuters on the northern commuter and other commuter lines that we do improve the punctuality
Going back to what happened on the 26th of August, why was that timetable introduced? Clearly there weren't enough checks done to make sure that it would work.
Well, ultimately, as I say, any timetable change does require, as was a monitoring, how it works in the real world situation, particularly as was this time of year, because it is peak commuting season as we see schools come back, as we see
colleges
come
back. None of that is a surprise to Irish Rail.
But we had new carriages coming into the system. We obviously wanted to get those working for customers as quickly as possible, provide the additional capacity. And the numbers are up. If people are moving to cars, there are more people moving to trains. We are headed for our busiest ever year. So ultimately, in terms of the changes that we made, it was in some cases to kind of restore the running times that we had pre the change on the Maynooth line, and other minor changes to improve the punctuality, which it has done. But as I say, from non-timetable issues that have arisen and a couple of, I think, outstanding issues there, we do still need to improve it further, and that's what we are doing.
You don't know if the timetable, the one that was changed to last Monday, you don't know if that's going to work yet.
Well, it's, as I say, it is definitely improved. We have had...
Duncan, has it? I just get your experience of this? Has the new timetable worked?
No, it's not my experience. It's working. And I know there have been issues since last Monday. The Irish Rail would say there are operational issues, but we had another 20 past six this morning. Engineering works went over and there was a cancellation of services between Connolly and I think Malahide. I mean, just it's really, really bad. I mean, we had a promise of 41 rail cars to be delivered into the system this year, which would have increased capacity by 10% on the Northern Line, with more capacity increases in 2025 and 2026. We're not seeing them come through. So we've already had capacity issues on the line prior to August 26th. The pre-August 26th timetable wasn't perfect, but it was working. This has seen a disimprovement, and we're seeing more people now on smaller set trains. And the messages I've gotten over the last couple of weeks, people literally jammed in like sardines, worse than ever before. It's really, really bad. And these are experienced commuters. They've experienced timetable changes before. They know how to balance their lives vis-a-vis an imperfect public transport system. So it's their voices I'm listening to, and they're saying that this is not working.
Barry, can you go back to the pre-August 26th timetable? Is that possible?
Well, ultimately, we have an hourly Belfast service, which is a huge ask for customers on that route. It's specifically funded by the government under the Shared Island Fund, and we're committed to delivering that. And also, the improvements we've made on some other routes, all of our timetables are interconnected. So you make any small change, it is going to have an impact on services. So no, in terms of kind of just, you know, going back in terms of delivering those improvements, you can't just go back to what was there before. But as I say, literally, there's very detailed analysis going on this. We do want, and we will do better for customers. And as I said earlier, it has improved. It's not where we want to be, and I acknowledge that, and I acknowledge what Duncan is saying and what customers are saying most importantly. But we will make improvements to the performance, but in terms of just undoing, we have promised and are working to deliver improvements on a number of routes, and we want to continue to deliver those.
Well, it sounds like the problem is the infrastructure, isn't it? It's the fact that you only have the two tracks there. You need four. Mm.
Well, we've got, for example, coming into Houston from Hazelhatch in as far as Cherry Orchard, we have four tracks. And that certainly makes things easier, because it means you can separate the stopping services from the more express services. But that is very, very long term. It is something that we want to do, but obviously that's not going to solve this particular timetable. In the interim, we also will have the DART Plus programme, DART Plus West, for which we've received a railway order, which is the equivalent of planning permission, will allow us to reconfigure Connolly, will allow us to relocate to a new Spencer Dock station from the current Docklands, meaning we can run more trains in.
These are all down the line.
But what I'm saying is, I would say is to customers, we're working both for now to solve the current problem, but also the medium and longer term infrastructure needs to continue to expand, because the demand is only going to continue to grow and expand along these and other routes.
What about that promise that Duncan mentioned, that there would be 10% additional capacity via these 41 rail cars, which he says they haven't seen yet?
Well, most of those are actually now in the system, and they will all be in the system by the end of this year. Some delivering that hourly service for the Belfast route, which is currently operating between Dundalk and Dublin ahead of the opening of Belfast Grand Central Station in Northern Ireland, which TransLink are working on at the moment. They're also delivering things like helping us to deliver things like the additional Galway and Waterford services. So most of those are in the system as it stands. But as I say, we are busier than ever as well, and this is the busiest commuting time of the year. So as I say, we're working to get this right. We want to get it right, and we genuinely do regret to customers that they haven't had the punctuality they have a right to expect over recent weeks.
Alan Farrell TD, Fine Gael TD, is one of those affected by this because he uses the service, and coincidentally he's just been made chair of the Transport Committee. He's invited you in, or he's discussed with the committee, Duncan, hasn't he, bringing Irish Rail in?
He has, yeah, and it is great that we have now a Dublin-based chair of the Transport Committee, just for issues like this, which I think need attention. So I'd hope that Irish Rail would be in soon and we can have a more detailed discussion. But I'd also just like to ask as well, Irish Rail, if they could actually engage with Dublin Bus and Go Ahead in terms of connecting services, because Barry mentioned there we need an interlinked transport service. That's just not interlinking our existing rail services. The buses as well need to be interlinked. Myself and the likes of Councillor Karina Johnson have done huge work to try and get 33B and 33D services to link up with peak time train services in Donabate. That's been blown out of the water with this timetable change. That impacts the same commuters that are using the rail that we're trying to sort out and help here. So, you know, we need a whole of transport system response to this, and I would ask that Irish Rail engage with Dublin Bus and Go Ahead, and I'll be asking the same of the bus companies as well.
Okay, if that invitation, and it seems likely it will come, Barry, to appear before the Oireachtas Transport Committee, if it comes, will Irish Rail go?
Oh, of course, absolutely. We would always work with our Oireachtas members in any queries they have. These are legitimate queries and concerns, and we will definitely be there for that.
But the bottom line is, there's no going back to the pre-August 26th timetable.
You can't deliver the improvements that we've delivered in a number of routes and simply leave the previous timetable unchanged. It would actually be a worse situation than it is now.
All right, well, thank you both, and we hope that things get sorted for those commuters who are racing from school drop-off to get the train and in some cases not making it because of that new timetable. Duncan Smith from the Labour Party and Barry Kenny from Irish Rail. Coming up next, a Garda cold case investigation has led to the exhumation this morning of the remains of Clare man Patrick Nugent, who died 40 years ago. We'll hear more about that after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.